Tantor Audio presents Castle Hangnail by Ursula Vernon. Narrated by Tara Sands. Chapter 1. It was a marvelously dark and dour twilight at the castle. Clouds the color of bruises lay across the hills. Rooks and ravens flapped into the battlements and were met by bats leaving for the evening. True, there were only 3 ravens, but there were plenty of bats, so the overall impression was of a small cloud of winged smoke hanging over the highest tower. The castle guardian was pleased. Sadly, Castle Hangnail was not surrounded by jagged mountains, which would have been ideal, but you couldn't have everything. The grassy hills around the castle were doing their best impression of a blasted moor. The guardian tried not to notice the dandelions growing on the hillside. They were much too cheerful. He would go out and have a word with the gardener tomorrow. It was a good, evil castle, he thought fiercely. Anyone would be proud to have it. Even with the dandelions and the aging ravens and the unreliable plumbing, Castle Hangnail had history. Dark and terrible deeds had been done there. Probably. He shuffled an empty teacup out of the way. Someone had left it on an end table near the door, and he hid it behind a stuffed crocodile. The ravens had assured him that the new master or mistress of the castle would arrive tonight. He hung about the main door, waiting. Would it be an evil wizard? A dark sorceress? A loathsome hag? He hoped it wasn't the hag. A certain degree of dust and cobwebs were expected in an evil castle, but a really dedicated loathsome hag would have slime dripping off the walls and dead mice at the dinner table.